Hi, this is Kathleen Donnelly, and today I'm joined with Dr. Julia Murphy, State Public Health Veterinarian with the Virginia Department of Health. Today we will be talking about rabies. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Murphy.
Absolutely. Thank you for your interest.
What is rabies?
Well, rabies is a deadly but preventable disease caused by a virus that attacks the nervous system. It's a disease of mammals, and it's most often transmitted through the bite of a rabid animal.
What are the various ways people or their pets could be exposed to rabies?
The rabies virus is mainly found in the saliva and the brain of rabid animals. While the most common way rabies is transmitted is through a bite, as I mentioned before, other routes of infection include getting wet saliva or brain tissue into an open wound or into your eyes, nose, or mouth.
What animals in Virginia commonly get rabies?
While rabies is most commonly found in Virginia's wildlife, especially in certain wild animals like raccoons, skunks, and foxes, it's important to remember that any mammal can get rabies and that rabies kills almost any mammal that gets sick from it. In fact, in Virginia, about 10% of animals diagnosed with rabies every year are domestic animals, like dogs and cats. So that's why it's so important for people to take some basic precautions to help protect themselves and their pets from becoming infected.
How can rabies infections be prevented in pets?
Well, one of the best ways people can protect themselves and their animals is to have their veterinarian vaccinate their pets for rabies and keeping those vaccinations up to date. Because vaccinating domestic animals like dogs, cats, and horses will create a protective barrier between wildlife and people. So if we protect our pets, we're protecting ourselves.
Are there other things people can do to protect themselves and their pets from rabies?
Well, yes, people can also protect themselves and their pets by appreciating wildlife from a distance, which means never adopting wild animals as pets, keeping their pets on their own property, and also keeping garbage and pet food inside their home.
What should people do if they think they or their pet has been exposed to rabies?
If you think you or your pet may have been exposed to rabies, please contact your local health department or animal control agency for guidance. And if it can be done safely, try to capture or confine the animal that you think may have exposed you or your pet to rabies, or at least try to identify the animal before it runs away.
Where can people find more information about rabies?
More information about rabies can be found on the Virginia Department of Health website at www.vdh.virginia.gov. And another great source of information about rabies and rabies vaccinations is your veterinarian.
Great. Thank you again for joining us, Dr. Murphy.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Again, for more information about rabies and the 2013 Rabies Awareness Week, visit www.vdh.virginia.gov or the Virginia Veterinary Medical Association website at www.vvma.org.